Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Wake Up Call. Gavin, Katie, and Ray.
Oh my God, people are texting in! Morning, you stupid idiot.
106.5, The End.
Every Monday on The Wake Up Call, we do misconnections. This is where we go to Craigslist and try and reconnect love that might have been lost. And if you would like to get your Craigslist ad featured right here on The Wake Up Call, if you're one of our five listeners, we would like to connect that love for you on your misconnection. Just write 106.5 The End or Hey Wake Up Call or something like that to grab our attention. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first. You left our date. I went and saw Iron Man 3 with you on a date. Your name is Taylor. You used to work at Dick's. I need to talk to you. I feel badly how that date ended, and I wanted a redo, but you blocked me. What I did wasn't right, and you need to know how the movie ended also. Please contact me.
How long ago did Iron Man 3 come out?
2013.
Wow, that's been a long time.
Been holding on to this.
Yeah.
Okay. Does it change things? I think it does. If Taylor is a guy or girl.
Oh, that is, I didn't think about that.
Hmm.
How about before I answer, walk me through a girl and boy.
So if it's a guy, if Taylor is a girl and Taylor is the one that left the date,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
The guy sexually harassed her or
cut a hole
took
in the
his,
popcorn or
right.
something
the,
like
the
that.
The old hole in the popcorn
yes.
trick. Yeah.
Okay. If Taylor is a guy,
yes,
this was not their first date, and she, the girl who's writing this, faked a pregnancy.
No, now I was thinking what you meant by that was if Taylor is a boy, this was a gay date.
Oh,
I thought that's what you meant.
Oh no.
Would there be a gay date to a Marvel movie? Sure. Why not?
Yeah, but I don't think that that's this.
Guy Pearce is in that movie. He's very good looking.
Well, and I think that you can also just like Iron Man movies.
If you're gay?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay. Wow.
No, you have to be a Thor guy.
No. Okay. You're in some kind of recovery program.
Oh, there it is.
And you are making your amends.
And this is all part of it. Okay, you've probably been part of somebody's rock bottom, okay?
What?
If somebody came to you and said, I've gone through a program,
uh-huh.
I need to talk to you,
uh-huh.
what do you say?
I would listen to them, but I think you don't have to say to a person, I forgive you.
What if they just want to tell you how Iron Man 3 ended?
Google's free. I'll just look it up.
Do you think in the course of those 6 years, at some point, they probably either watched it again or...
Well, they can't watch it again. It brings up too many memories.
Mm.
And it's not very good.
Oh, really?
Mm-mm.
Oh, I didn't see it.
See?
Oh. Fair. All right, it's Misconnections on the Wake Up Call.
This is titled Highway Traction in parentheses 106.5 The End.
Oh,
we did it!
Hey, 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 hey,
This is very exciting. This is very exciting.
This is our first one.
To the guy in the black Tahoe on southbound I-5 in the afternoon, I'm the woman who you waved at for over a week straight. I noticed you when I'd get on the freeway nearly every time that we happened to be in that area. It took me a while to build the courage to wave back, and now you don't wave anymore. Why? It's been almost a month of me smiling and waving and nothing back. I think you're very attractive and would like to have a conversation with you and see where it goes.
He's not attracted to you. He's not into you. When you see the same person on the highway, eventually, you have to go, I see you, and you got to give a wave.
Okay.
And then once it's done, it's done. And that's what happened here.
Tahoe
waved at her once.
Yeah. What waved at her for a week?
Well, wanted to acknowledge her, like, saying, like, isn't this funny?
Yeah.
We're on five together. And then she finally got the courage, whatever that means. What did she think he was going to do?
Right.
Oh, my God, it's a vampire I invited into my house. So she then waved back, and then he goes, all right. And then he's ready to truck on with the rest of his day.
Yeah, but now she wants to wave it.
She thinks now
so,
that there's
okay,
a...
Okay, so Black Tahoe, I-5 guy.
Just give her a nod.
Just give her a wave every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Or should he not because she finds him attractive?
I mean, she would like to have a conversation with you to see where it goes. It sounds like she wants to be. She might be a little more invested now.
See where it goes. It goes southbound. We've covered this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.